Separate hearings were held in federal court yesterday in two cases related to the Boston Marathon bombings. Both involve friends of the bombing suspects, the Tsarnaev brothers. Federal prosecutors say neither friend had anything to do with the attack, but are charged with interfering with the FBI's investigation. WBUR's Bruce Gellerman reports.
Azamat Tazayakov faces 25 years in prison if convicted on charges he helped hide evidence taken from the younger Tsarnaev's dorm room days after the attack. Yesterday, Tazayakov appeared in court looking on as attorneys, federal prosecutors, and the judge worked out details for his upcoming trial. It's set to start next Monday with jury selection and opening statements to begin a week later. Tazayakov has been in jail for over a year awaiting trial, but after yesterday's hearing, his attorney Matthew Myers announced prosecutors had offered his client a chance to cop a plea and avoid trial.
They did, and we rejected that. Not interested in that at all.
Myers says Tazayakov is, quote, confident he knows he's not guilty, but charges his client has already been unfairly judged by some, guilty by association, because of his friendship with the younger Tsarnaev brother, who he knew at UMass Dartmouth.
He's friends with a guy who did a heinous act. If we can get around these things and actually get right down to the evidence, I think everybody would be shocked. Even just the average juror in Boston will be shocked about the lack of evidence in this case.
There will be another pretrial hearing in the Tazayakov case later this week to resolve outstanding issues, among them the specific questions potential jurors will be asked. 600 or more will be screened with a questionnaire. 40 will be selected and undergo background checks, and then a panel of 12 jurors and 6 alternates will be seated. In comparison, the case of another friend of the Tsarnaevs, Hairulijan Matinov, is just in the early stages. Matinov was indicted only last month after being trailed by the FBI for over a year. He's been in a Plymouth County jail ever since. Prosecutors say he met with the Tsarnaev brothers for dinner just hours after the bombings and made misleading statements to the FBI. Yesterday, his defense attorney tried to get Matinov released on bail, saying his client had voluntarily met with the FBI repeatedly, allowing them to search his apartment, car, and mobile phone. But prosecutors charge Matinov had used false names when sending thousands of dollars overseas and couldn't be trusted. Defense attorney Ed Hayden says Matinov worked 7 days a week as a Quincy cab driver to earn the money and used fake names to avoid taxes, but that all of the wire transfers were for good reasons.
His 15-year-old brother had to have heart surgery in Uzbekistan. One friend needed college tuition. Another one needed to buy a car. One friend was starting a business, and that's where the money was going to.
Federal magistrate Marion Bowles took just minutes to decide the matter. She denied Matinov bail, saying because he lost his job, has no ties to the community, nor family in the U.S., he was a flight risk and should remain in prison until his trial. Matinov's attorney says his client is being held in, quote, draconian conditions in solitary confinement.
He's disappointed. I was just talking with him, but neither one of us are going to quit the fight.
Defense attorney Ed Hayden says he'll be appealing Matinov's denial of bail. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bruce Gellerman at Boston Federal Courthouse.